with SRN Sport News, I'm Rhonda Rockstrom. Wisconsin Republican Representative Mike Gallagher says four terms, plenty.
The Saturday announcement comes after Gallagher's vote last week opposing the impeachment of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas over the impacts of illegal immigration at the U.S. southern border. The margin fell just one vote shy, with Gallagher as one of just three Republicans who voted nay. Gallagher is a former U.S. Marine who grew up in Green Bay and has been chairing a House Select Committee investigating the Chinese government's threat to the U.S. George Williams reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, an Israeli drone strike has hit a car near Lebanon's southern port city of Sidon, killing at least two people and wounding two others. The strike near the coastal town of Jadra took place 37 miles from the Israeli border, making it one of the farthest inside Lebanon since violence erupted along the Lebanon-Israel border on October the 8th. The former commander of U.S. Southern Command, Admiral James Stavridis, says the Pentagon may need to ramp up military action against Iran if its militias keep attacking U.S. targets along with international vessels.
And that's going to require going after Iranian sovereign assets, their warships, their platforms, perhaps targets inside the landmass of Iran itself. So I think that time is coming.
Stavridis was interviewed on the Salem Radio Network. Myanmar's military government has for the first time activated a decade-old conscription law that makes young men and women subject to at least 2 years of military service, if called up, effective immediately. The measure amounts to a major, though tacit, admission that the army is struggling to contain the nationwide armed resistance against its rule. A helicopter crash over the weekend in Southern California. San Bernardino County Sheriff's Department says there were six people on board, no survivors. This is SRN News. Religious freedoms are being challenged in some unexpected places.
Everyone knows about the awful persecution being applied to Christians in places such as North Korea or Iran. But the Family Research Council's Center for Religious Liberty has been looking at violations of religious liberty in Western countries. The FRC's new report finds nearly 170 incidents carried out against Christians over the past 3 years. They include fines for public prayer and pandemic church closures, and the U.S. tops the list. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Voters in Nebraska this fall will decide whether public money can go to private school tuition, including religious schools, after a petition effort to get the question on the November ballot exceeded the number of signatures needed. If approved, the measure passed by the Nebraska legislature last year, permitting millions in state income tax to be used by parents to send their kids to religious and private schools, would be repealed. This is SRN News. Elon Musk's brain implant company is on the move.
Neuralink has moved its legal corporate home from Delaware to Nevada after a Delaware judge struck down Musk's $55 billion pay package as CEO of Tesla. The Delaware judge ruled 2 weeks ago Tesla's board was too cozy with Musk and the size of that package was unfair. Musk wrote on X, "Companies should not incorporate in Delaware," adding shareholders of Texas-based Tesla should consider moving that company's legal home to the Lone Star State. Jason Walker reporting.
A scrum among adults at a high school basketball game involved the wife and daughter of John Gotti Jr., namesake son of the New York mob boss. The pair are accused of assaulting a woman after the lady asked them to stop cursing at players. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Rhonda Rockstrom.